There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Michael Harrison has joined us as usual here on our weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio. The show is called The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael, who's featured every week to bring us up to date on the top 10 stories of the week and the people who made the grade, as it were, in News Talk Radio. A lot of legal issues this week to talk about. So why don't we get to this excellent report from Michael, starting with the top 10 stories that have been culled by Talkers Magazine.
All right, Doug, here we go as the year 2015 starts to heat up and become yet another real year. We have sports on the college level at number 10. The Buckeyes win the NCAA crown. People who follow college football, which are, you know, there are many, many millions of zealots out there. Right. That's like the Super Bowl of college. And then, of course, we have at number 9 the NFL championship games. And the fact that, and that's coming up, you know, over this whole weekend, deciding who the Super Bowl participants will be. Between number 9 and number 10, it just shows you how big football is in the American psyche. Movies are big in the American psyche, too, and it seems the Golden Globe Awards are rapidly gaining prominence as the alternate and the precursor to the Oscars. The Golden Globes happen at number 8. Very big stuff. Number 7, we have falling oil prices tied with the world financial markets. At number 6, we have the Boehner floor speech tied with the GOP-led Congress and all of its new activities. And number 5, we have general politics, the 2016 presidential prospects, and that looming election. At number 4, Obama's immigration policy. At number 3, we have ISIS hacks the Pentagon and CENTCOM. At number 2, Islamic extremism tied with ISIS and Boko Haram violence. And at number 1, also tying into the violence of these times and the tensions with Islamic extremism, the Charlie Hebdo aftermath. People that are being talked about, we have Tom Brady, Andrew Luck, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. They are all quarterbacks in the NFL, and they're all competing this weekend. Number 10. Number 9, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. That is female power. And they had their moment in the sun at the Golden Globes. Chris Christie and Scott Walker at 8. Mitt Romney and Rand Paul at 7. Hillary at 6. Eric Holder at 5. John Boehner at 4. Number 3, Stéphane Charbonnier. At number 2, John Kerry. At number 1, Barack Obama. Pretty interesting, tense, diverse week on talk radio.
John Kerry, en français.
Oui. France is the the focal point of the world.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you something, there are a lot of tentacles coming out from that all over Europe and all over the planet in terms of the implications of what's been happening in Paris.
Well, there's a free speech issue that has come out of this. The Pope even got in on the act this week as to whether religious icons or institutions ought to be subject to the same kind of free expression scrutiny as is general conversation. And the Pope, by the way, you didn't see any Catholics go shoot up the Charlie Hebdo office after the cartoonist there did some really raw stuff regarding the Pope. I mean, really raw stuff. You know, that part of it. Although there are a lot of people, there are two things here, Michael, that have not made it to the front page, and therefore, because a lot of what's discussed on the news talk radio stations obviously comes from the pages of newspapers and news sites, because there wasn't a lot of coverage given, I think I mentioned this last week, to the Islamic groups that are condemning the Charlie Hebdo incident, and there wasn't a lot of publicity given actually to the Pope's message. Although there may have been a little bit more given to the Pope than there was given to the Islamist references to knocking out extremism, one wonders about free speech and how that issue may play, taking this as an example, on our radio programs that are so dependent on freedom of speech.
Yeah, well, freedom of speech is, there's different interpretations of it. The First Amendment in the United States protects you from government censorship. It doesn't protect you from people being angry about what you say, right, boycotting you, cursing you out, and perhaps even committing violence against you, which, of course, they have to then pay the price for by breaking other laws. But they don't break, they're not breaking the First Amendment by committing violence against you for your speech. They're breaking laws of civics and violence. So let's understand that free speech, as we understand it in America, really is basically the government cannot say that what you say is off limits or illegal. Beyond that, it's pretty messy business. The religious thing you touched upon, you said the Catholics did not go bombing anybody or shooting anybody as a result of the negative portrayal of the Pope. That's the practicality of the whole thing. The fact of the matter is that by virtue of the sensitivity of Islam to any type of negative publicity, if you will, practical heads must prevail that there is a grave danger in inciting them, more so than perhaps inciting Christians or Jews or less radical Islam or Hindus or Buddhists or any number of religions. The fact is that there is a extreme degree of intolerance for criticism among Islam, or at least the radical Islam contingent of that large religion, and one must take that into consideration when designing editorial policy.
Let me go one step further with this. How much danger, if I use the right word, how much concern might there be at overkill? Pardon, that's not meant as a pun. When you see, for example, number one is the Hebdo aftermath on the charts this week, the week of January 12th to the 16th, and Islamic extremism with ISIS and Boko Haram is number two, and then the ISIS hacking into the Pentagon and CENTCOM in number three. So you got the top three all focused on negative reporting, negative stories, accurate or not, about Islam. And one wonders how much of this the world absorbs without there being a real serious backlash. And I don't mean, in terms of backlash, there's a war, a hot war, waging now against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. You can make an argument for that, and there will be against Boko Haram if there isn't already. So, but all of the focal point of anger in the world is aimed appropriately at some Muslims. So what does that do to the discussion?
Well, it further makes it murky. It makes it polarized. It makes it extreme. It makes it dangerous. And it puts a lot of people in danger. And the people who are in very grave danger right now, at this moment in the evolving scenario, are the innocent, peace-loving members of the Islam faith.
I mean,
they're in danger. They're in danger of backlash. They're in danger of people hating them and lumping them all into the enemy. It's like sending the Japanese Americans to the camps.
Yeah, before World War II.
You know, you have to put yourself in the mindset of how people felt back during World War II.
Yeah.
It's very hard to judge one period of history from another period of history.
All right, I'm going to set up. We have to pause for a moment here. I'm going to set up something. I'm going to throw something at you, give you a setup, and have you punt with it in just a moment here with regard to religion on the radio. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminate, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Michael Harrison, as usual, here. The feature in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He knows what the stories are and the people that are in the news. We go through that list and pick out some of the things that anecdotally may be a part of the next conversation. And this this idea I'm going to throw at you, this is off the wall. Completely, I'm throwing the mud against the wall. Who knows what will stick?
Oh, boy.
Well, in Talkers Magazine this week, you have several stories about a certain type of talk radio done by a certain company that features talk for Christians, in essence. I mean, I don't, what else would you use? That's pretty much what it is, right? Christian
yep.
talk radio.
Yep.
Okay. So we identify many of those who are on the right side of the Christian movement with the right side of talk radio. I don't mean right correct. I mean right politically on the right. So we have lots of them, lots of right-wing Christians in conventional, regular, straightforward talk radio and on this these Christian stations as well. So what happens if somebody starts buying up radio stations and they find, I don't even know of anybody in our business who's Muslim, you can maybe lead me in that direction or send me in that direction, but let's say we have a company, Al Jazeera, wants to buy a radio station, a lot of them for sale. What do we do, or how do we approach, or what do we think of having as many Muslim talk show hosts as we have right-wing Christian talk show hosts? What about that?
All right, do we have enough time for me to begin an answer?
My long-winded questions, no, but it's...
Well, it's not a long-winded question. What it is it's a broad question mm-hmm. that... You know, I'm not quite sure, you know, what do we think of having Muslim talk show hosts? I mean, it depends on how good they are at attracting audience.
Audience, yeah, exactly. All right, but let's pursue that for a second. I thought you'd like to maybe sound off on it because there's a lot of information around. And again, the focus is on a lot of these right-wing Christian programs and stations and hosts. So we'll continue in that thread as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
The
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back with the continuation of our focus of the big hits, the top stories in the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The premise is comparing and contrasting the right-wing Christian. And if you go to Talkers and the headlines and the stories that you can read every day at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, you'll see information about some stations belong to a company called Salem that have rebranded some of their Christian talk radio stations. So I was thinking about that and how they're identified and how they're accepted. So let's say there are right-wing Muslims. There are liberal Muslims and probably everything in between. Do we know whether they're a Muslim talk show host? I don't know. Whether we need to name them or not, it's not important. But let's just take the concept and run with it, Michael.
The concept of Muslim talk show hosts?
Yeah. And or taking the...
Why shouldn't they be Muslim talk show hosts? I don't see any... Islam is a religion. And we're confused right now because there are elements of Islam that are extremely dangerous to the non-Islam way of life. And as a result, are also dangerous to the Islam way of life. And this is something that, I mean, you don't have to be a, wild intellectual to understand. It's just part of the complexity of the human conditions and the fact that politics and religion are not clean-cut little categories. There are shades of gray, and there are groups and counter-groups and left and right and up and down and in and out within every piece of any puzzle. So that's the complexity of the time. Muslim talk show hosts? Yeah, sure there could be, just like there could be shows about anything. I mean, in big cities where they have immigrant populations, you have Korean radio stations, Chinese language radio stations, there's all kinds of radio out there. What we deal with on this program are the big time, big commercial talk shows. But if you break it down, there are thousands of different kinds of talk radio out there. So, yes, in theory, there could be Muslim talk show hosts. And I don't see it really having much of a impact on anything because it doesn't exist in a big-time traditional way the way Christian right-wing political theological talk radio exists.
It doesn't have commercial support unless you put it into places like Detroit or Toledo. Mm-hmm. Those are two of the markets that I know have a substantial a number of people who are Muslim who would be like the Koreans that find the radio stations in, for example, here in Los Angeles or in New York or the Chinese where there are any number in San Francisco. There are a couple of Chinese stations. I know there's one here in L.A.
Yeah.
And elsewhere. So as broadcasting has become narrowcasting, they'll find a market where they can sell it and make money. That's really the bottom line. As you said, can you attract an audience and can you make money? I remember
a guy. People should understand. I mean, Christian broadcasting is a money-making proposition.
Big money-making proposition.
It's huge. It's a huge capitalistic thing.
I mean, you think these guys are doing it as a public service?
They're doing it for their health.
No, as I've said, they're not. This is not a public service of Salem. This is a money-making proposition, and they were smart to be in on the bottom line of it. There are other, the Catholic Church owns a bunch of radio stations and programs it for their audience, and there's the Educational Freedom Foundation or something as close to that. I can't remember the name of them, a nonprofit that has a religious tenant to it that buys up radio stations, has a lot of money, as a matter of fact. There's a lot of people are giving. Joel Osteen, O-S-T-E-E,
well, the point
going to
being,
buy a radio station.
Religion and radio, religion and television have long had a working partnership.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's the premise. That's the idea. I'm sure that we can stimulate some people. By the way, send email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Michael at Talkers.com if you have comments about things that we are talking about here on the weekly overview of the world, the hot world of News Talk Radio. Talk Radio Countdown Show continues in a matter of moments.
The Big Berkey Water Filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This week's Top 10 Talk Topics discussed by the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Hi, welcome back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Professor Michael Harrison. I just found out, by the way, as an aside, our friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who appears on this program and also writes a column in Talkers Magazine, has a J.D. So I've now started referring him as Dr. Wiseman. Did you know that he was a J.D.?
Every lawyer is a J.D.
Oh, I don't think so. Really? They have to get a doctorate?
Yeah. It's a doctor of jurisprudence. All lawyers have a doctorate in jurisprudence. It's considered to be 17 steps below a chiropractor. No, I'm with all due respect,
thanks to the American Medical Association.
Industry.
Yeah, right.
The only reason I mention that is chiropractors all seem to have a little bit of a complex about
they have a chip on their shoulder because the AMA has given them the chip on their
shoulder. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But no. Steve Wiseman, who is the legal editor of Talkers Magazine and a member of your stable.
My group, my stable, guys, yes, right, yeah.
He is a lawyer. He is highly respected. He's a member of the Massachusetts Bar. He is also a professor of law at Bentley College, which is a very prestigious academic position, and he's an award-winning, highly praised, and accomplished professor, in addition to being a best-selling author. He's a hell of a guy.
You know, I have known him about as long, I think you introduced me to him, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
I've known him about as long as I've known you. And I have had him on this program pretty much every week for the past 20-some-odd years. I have never asked him a question. I've never, first of all, told him what I was going to ask. You know my style. I don't tell anybody what I'm going to ask him. If they come to me and they want to be interviewed and they say, well, here are the questions, I throw the question in the wastebasket. I say, you want me to ask those questions? Go somewhere else because I may or may not ask you those questions, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to ask you because what good is that? This is the spontaneity. The radio needs to be spontaneous. So in all the years that Wiseman has been on with me, I have never once asked him a question that he fluffed, flubbed, or didn't know the answer to. And I'm not talking about the old Larry Glick days. Larry Glick was a great radio host on WBZ in Boston for about 20-some-odd years, and he was so silly, he would ask the audience, he would urge them, he would goad them into asking him crazy questions for which he would always have an answer. Snappy answer, not usually the truth, but it was a good snappy answer, so you never caught him. But with Wiseman, you know what he's telling you is the truth, or at least it's researched, or he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, he is very bright, and he knows his stuff. He's a very serious student of his subject.
Yeah.
But he also is a good man. He is a, you know, they say that attorneys are all, you know, creeps crooks.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Nah,
by the way,
very,
his website,
ethical, good man.
Not to give him a little, well, give him a plug, why not? He's got a very good, this kind of tells the story of what he's all about. Website's called scamaside.com, S-C-A-M-aside, scamaside.com, where you can go every day he updates it because there's so damn many scams that people hear about on the radio, they read stuff in the newspapers, or they get approached by people who are trying to sell them stuff. And this happens all too frequently, all seasons of the year, all kinds of opportunities for people to rip you off. So if you have been approached by somebody that you think is a little fuzzy, go to scamaside.com and you get the out and out, the down, all of them, anything that's possible. And if it's not there, ask the question. He'll do the research and find out, scamaside.com. Which now brings me around to that people list. We have two lists every week from Talkers Magazine. One of them is the top stories, and the other one, Michael, goes through other people. On that list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 7 of those people on that list are lawyers. Do you know that?
Lawyers are a very big part of newsmakers.
Yeah, and because they're all in politics. They're all running for something. Many of the people who are running John McCain made a big deal out of this a couple of years ago, remember, when he was trying to get, I think somebody running against him was a lawyer. And so he took off on lawyers, and there are too many lawyers in the House and too many lawyers in the Senate. But Wiseman brings up a good point about having the expertise to be able to craft these bills and have them pass legal muster.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, yeah. We can make fun of lawyers or we can criticize lawyers, but you do want people in government who have an understanding and academic education about the law. I mean, imagine if there were people in the government didn't know the law. That would be a problem that would be just as bad as having too many lawyers.
Well, I think there are a lot of people in Congress who don't know anything about the law.
People in Congress don't know anything about business.
Yeah,
they don't know how to run a business. They can't even run their own checkbooks.
Yeah,
a lot of
them
are total incompetents who happen to have a little bit of charisma and are not ashamed to go around asking to have people donate money to them.
Right, so they can help those people out as they help themselves out.
Right.
Very interesting to see, where the money comes out. You can certainly see the results of money in immigration policy, in health care. The Obamacare bill was crafted by the insurance industry.
Right. But the fact of the matter is you cannot make it in politics today unless you are a shameless fundraiser.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to spend most of your time going around hitting people up for money and taking it without any kind of shame.
Yeah.
That is something that a lot of people don't want to do.
Yeah.
And a lot of people of integrity and dignity just don't want to do that.
If they're really wealthy, they use their own money. Michael Bloomberg's a great example of that. He didn't want to go ask people for money, so he used his own.
Right. And then the downside of that is they could become dictators because they're not accountable to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the very thing we talk about, well, you know, they owe favors to people because they took money from them, is also accountability. Mm-hmm. If you don't take money from anybody, then you answer to nobody but yourself, and that could, in fact, be just as dangerous.
There's no easy
solution to how to run a government.
Unless you have just such a great message that you can get it out there without the use of a lot of other people's money or your own money to buy time on radio.
As your message is sincere, and then when you get power, you execute it. The problem is there's a total disconnect between what's said during campaigns and what happens after the campaign is over and the person takes office.
Yep,
we
of
see
course.
This over and over.
Look at Obama, the best example nationally of that in years, more so than George Bush even.
Yeah, crazy. I mean, you know, Obama said certain things during the first election that, you know, you'd think we would have been out of this war years ago. Mm-hmm. And yet he is just the same as Bush was in so many ways.
Yep. They're all the same.
What does that tell you?
Well, you know, we looking at the list of people who are on the report this week, Hillary Clinton and I think Jeb Bush was on it last week, and they were both in the same position because a lot of people think the two of them are going to face off against each other, although now Mitt Romney is back in the fray this week, according to some. He's number seven on the list of people at Talkers
right.
Magazine.
After saying he would never run again.
Right, now he's going to run again.
Right. So, you know, give me a break.
So, but I mean, as you just pointed out, you get to somebody like these main party candidates, Clinton and Bush, you'd be hard-pressed to find the difference, really serious differences, between those two. Very hard-pressed to find a difference between Hillary Clinton
and Jeb Bush. In terms
Clinton
of their
actions,
in terms
yeah.
of their policies,
yeah.
in terms of debate or when they're talking or they're running, oh, yeah, then one's left, one's right. They appeal, yeah. they target different parts of their base.
You know, wink, wink, because they're friends behind the scenes.
Well, they're part of the same organization.
Well, but I mean,
when
the Clinton
I say that,
family,
I'm not talking about conspiracy theory. I'm saying is that they're being funded by the same people.
Yeah, but the families are friends. The Bush family and the Clinton family become very close friends.
But wouldn't you say they have a lot in common?
Of course
they
do.
Think they have more in common with each other than they have with you and me?
Yeah, that's why they're friends.
Right.
Yeah, and it's
birds of a feather.
You remember how they used? Remember Bill Clinton. Absolutely, football just cremated George the father, George Bush the father, in the debates and the things that were said by each other. And shortly, I mean, it took no time at all for Bill Clinton to become friendly with George Bush, and they've been very, very close for the ensuing years, to the point where there were jokes. Mrs. Bush used to call Bill Clinton her favorite son when George the son was the president. And, you know, so the, then
yeah,
they...
No, they
then,
are close.
Then,
they are close. Or yeah. they play upon it. I don't know. But the point of the matter is understanding the human condition and human nature, none of that is really terribly
surprising.
Not to mention, how many times have you seen president and vice president sharing the same ticket who, during the primary, told everybody that if the other guy was nominated,
right.
it would be the end of the world as we know it.
That was George Bush and Ronald Reagan.
Yes,
they didn't like
economics.
Each other at all. They didn't like each other at all.
And didn't Joe Biden get into trouble for making some type of disparaging remarks about Obama during
yeah.
the primaries when he
right.
was running that
yep.
was offensive to the African-American community?
Yeah. Right, yep. But then he becomes the vice president. Oy.
Right, so, I mean, and look at Hillary and Obama. You think they like each other?
Not at all. No.
But they
Not
worked together for a few years.
Yeah, well, it was mutually beneficial.
Right.
For the two of them.
Well, they say politics makes strange bedfellows.
As a matter of fact, remember the discussion Joe Biden and his wife had in one of the debates? I remember this vividly. Somehow or other, the wife, it was a husband-wife interview. It wasn't a debate. And in the interview, Mrs. Biden was asked some questions about what she thought of her husband's role as vice president. And she blurted out, well, we weren't really sure whether he was going to be vice president or secretary of state, because the president-elect came to us and said, which would you like? Would you like to be vice president, or would you like to be secretary of state? And apparently went to Hillary Clinton with the same question, and that's what Mrs. Biden said. And Joe said, shh, shh.
So which would you take?
Oh, my God. I'd
which
be
would
vice
you
president.
Take?
Vice
if,
president.
If you were offered secretary of state or vice president.
Vice president. Although I like to travel. I might have taken secretary of state. It was a lot of work. Vice president, a lot of work. I could be on
vice
the farm.
President's a great job. Great
I could
job.
Be the, on the farm. I could do my radio show. I could,
you could do everything
radio
else
show.
And be vice president not to worry about it.
Yeah.
Nelson Rockefeller once said, I don't want to be vice president of anything.
Yeah, right. Look at where we ended up.
And
all right.
Up being, you know, if you go around and ask people, here's one for you. Go to a mall and ask 100 people, who was the vice president under Gerald Ford?
Yeah.
100 of them will not know.
And the better question is, who was John Rockefeller under when he died? That'd be a better question. We'll be continuing in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Let's finish up the week's overview of the stories, the people, the discussion that Michael and I have every week. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com, which houses Talkers Radio and Talkers TV. Also, the list of people on the list. Now, there's a story in Talkers this week that gets us off the radio a little bit. It sort of highlights a couple of the very famous either current talk radio people or one in the case of Adam Carolla, who's not doing actually a talk radio show anymore. He's doing a podcast. But he does his own very successful podcast, which is an important part of the business these days. And he's sort of signing on with Dennis Miller. How's that going to work? What do you think of that idea?
I think it's cool. I mean, they're going to be doing a weekly podcast where they talk to each other and compare notes, sort of what you and I are doing right now.
Yeah.
And
they'd be very good at that unscripted, just kind of.
Yeah,
well, they're both a little
both
vulgar.
Are very funny. Both are funny. Both are glib. Both are tuned in, and they cover a wide variety of areas.
Yeah.
And they know how to do podcasts.
Yeah.
So you know, why not? Why
does
not?
Dennis have one of his own that is from his radio program?
I think that Dennis does one. I don't know the answer to that, but I suspect he has a radio program and he does.
I know he has a radio program, but I just wondered whether or not. He was doing a separate podcast. Remember, we've talked about that. And
I believe
better.
He is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, better to do a separate podcast and have people. And that's the way it's going. I don't want to be too inside here. But most everybody's got a successful podcast these days is not producing or reproducing a radio program. They're doing something that is different, special, and more often than not, it is aimed at an audience that may not be their audience on the radio.
Exactly. Podcasts today should be specifically produced to be podcasts,
yeah,
as opposed to reproductions of something that ran elsewhere.
Yeah, because the you know you can hear it someplace else. What the heck? If you get the, like, I'm doing this ag show, the American Family Farmer, That's going to be a broadcast item. Some people suggested it be a podcast, but it's going to be a broadcast item on radio stations, those sorts of things. You know, you might be able to carry it one step further and do a video podcast of some aspect of the farm or what we report each week. Who knows what that can develop into. But it's an interesting, as 2015 gets started, interesting thing to think about where that will go during the course of the year. Michael Harrison will be here every weekend during the year, I guarantee you that. He and I work over the stories and the people as part of the talk topics of the week that we review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Now 53 after the hour, as we continue to examine the charts, the News Talk Radio information for the week of the 12th to the 16th. Joining us now is attorney and professor, Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I feel like I want to use that from now on, now that I know. And I don't know why I didn't. I should have known it, because as I said the last time we were talking about this, I've known you for 20-some-odd years, and you're a prof at Bentley, so it would stand to reason that you got a PhD, or a J.D. J.D., you got a J.D.
Yep, I have a J.D. So now, you know, my mother would have been proud. She finally got a Jewish doctor in the family.
God love her. All right, yep. Let's talk about some of the items here. This week, the Obama immigration policy story is number 4 on the countdown. How can this be stopped? The Republicans are trying, doing their best to do their political thing, but some of them are arguing this from a legal context, or they'll try to go, I mean, it'll pass easily in the House because they got a lot of Republicans there. Maybe have a little more trouble in the Senate, and then it certainly won't get passed, so they better have override votes if they want to make it stick, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, because obviously he will veto. But there's a mixed bag because, you know, a lot of what what the president is doing is he's saying he wants to allocate attention away from certain aspects of the immigration laws. He's not actually overriding these particular laws or overturning them. So, Republicans could make an effort to enforce those laws. Those laws are still on the book. They could also do some manipulation regarding funding, and that's always a way of getting a backdoor changing of policy. So there's plenty of options for people who are not happy with the president's executive orders on immigration to attack them, and it's anybody's guess how it'll come out.
You know, I was looking at the number of lawyers who are running for president, or in general, the number of lawyers that are in politics. Barack Obama, lawyer. John Kerry, lawyer. Eric Holder, lawyer. Hillary Clinton, lawyer. Mitt Romney wasn't a lawyer, though, was he?
No, he isn't, although no. John Kerry and I went to the same law school. He was a couple years behind me.
Yeah. Rand Paul is a lawyer, I think.
Oh, he's just a whack job.
Oh, come on now. All right, so with that in mind, how do we, and you look at the numbers of people, the 435 of which there are 433 voting members. I think people lose that sometimes. Eleanor Holmes Norton from the district, and whoever the Puerto Rican congressman is, can't vote, right? Are they in the 435, or is it 435 plus the two of them?
They don't have the ability to vote because the Congress is limited to the states.
But are they in the 435 tally, or are they 435
no.
voting and then two more that can't vote?
I think it's two more that can't vote.
Yeah, I think it is, too. All right, so under the circumstances, trying to kind of figure who runs, how many people in that body or in all of the elected body of politicians are lawyers? And maybe even not looking just at the Senate and at the House, but looking across states. You look at legislative bodies in every state in the country. How many of them, how many governors are lawyers? Don't we have, didn't I see something, John McCain made a big deal out of this once, and I'm trying to remember what number he came up with, but it was a large, large number of lawyers, and of course his point was there are too many. And that may be the
That's the old joke about what do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of the sea, and you call it a good start. But I really don't see anything wrong with a large and even a majority of.
Of course, you don't, because you're one too.
Well, you know, the thing is, you're dealing with passing laws. There's also a training in the kind of thinking that you want as lawyers. I think that is actually a good thing. I don't think it should be exclusively, because you miss out on people with business acumen and other kinds of disciplines that they bring to it. But knowing the law and knowing how the law works, to be a lawmaker or a law enforcer, I don't think is such a bad thing. I really have more problems with political partisanships on both sides than I do with the fact that some of them, and remember, you've got lawyer Republicans, you've got lawyer Democrats. I'm not sure it's the lawyer part that is necessarily the bad part.
Oh, really?
In my group.
Okay, well, so, yeah, right. 2 points for Steve with his lawyer friends that listen to this. All right, so we'll give you that. And move to another consideration. I promise I won't ask you a question like that again. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Dr. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, a law professor, commentator on this program every week, looking at the items that are in the talk radio charts, the big stories, and what legal ramifications they may or may not have, what influence or what, how do they influence your life, those items. Thanks, Steve. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.